When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Doug LeMaurice for Cleveland.com. It's your Buckeye Talk headlines for the week of July 30th. Stuff's coming. Great time to get in. You guys know it. Try the texts. 614-350-3315. What's going on with Ohio State football? Here we go. Is Quinn Ewers coming to Ohio State now? It's Doug LeMaurice of Cleveland.com. Number one quarterback in the class of 2022. Might be here in 2021. Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports recently reporting, talking to Quinn Ewers and his family, that he is considering enrolling at Ohio State early and joining the Football Buckeyes for the 2021 season. Has an English class he's got to figure out, but I don't think you have a conversation with a national reporter if you don't have a plan in place. And I don't think this is blindsiding Ryan Day. So this feels like something that could happen. And there's some debate about this. I don't think he's coming to watch. Now, could a guy who's supposed to be a high school senior be a starting quarterback for a team trying to make the college football playoff? I think by October he could be. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe it's too much to ask. But I just don't envision a world where they kind of boot a year of Quinn Ewers. So he wants to come to start making money under name, image, and likeness. We know the Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, Nick Saban has said, he's in line to make almost $1 million this season. Quinn Ewers wants some of that. Can't do it in Texas because they have rules that high school players can't profit like that. So if he comes to Ohio State, he can start making that outside money. And if he comes, it just starts the clock on everything. So instead of Quinn Ewers being a Buckeye in 2022, 23, and 24, he'd be here 21, 22, 23. And I don't know that you would count on him and being here for 24. So we'll see. We had a whole Buckeye Talk podcast about it, emergency pod this week. I really think if he's here, he's in the mix and he'll play. And maybe I'm too far out on that. But I just can't imagine how this would go down, that this guy is coming here to make a lot of money and take notes in the film room, even as a high school senior. He's talented, arm, has been playing Texas high school football, so we'll see. Big news, we'll have to see what happens with Ohio State this week. We'll see if he shows up. But if Quinn Ewers, number one recruit in the class of 2022, shows up in 2021, that's a big deal. And we'll be writing it at cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk and talking about it on Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Ohio State will open preseason practice Tuesday, August 3rd. Doug LeMaurice of cleveland.com. Couple new rules limiting practice this year in the NCAA. You can do 9 practices in full pads, 9 practices in shells, which is helmet and shoulder pads and shorts, and 7 practices in just helmet. So that's less contact, less fully padded practices than in the past. Ryan Day has planned for that. It's an adjustment in the name of player safety. So that is starting again August 3rd, Ohio State season opener, Thursday at night at Minnesota, September 2nd. So they're starting a couple days earlier than everybody else who's playing on a Saturday. So they're starting their practices then on August 3rd. That coverage, of course, will be coming at cleveland.com/OSU and on the Buckeye Talk podcast. Football season right around the corner for the Ohio State Buckeyes and everybody else. A couple weeks ago, Terrell Pryor and the group known as the Tattoo Five from Ohio State said they would like to see their records reinstated. NCAA says it's not going to happen. It's Doug LeMaurice of Cleveland.com. NCAA out with a statement last week. The NCAA infractions process exists to promote fairness in college sports. The rules that govern fair play are voted on, agreed to, and expected to be upheld by all NCAA member schools. Previous penalties, including those that are several years old, will not be reevaluated or reconsidered based on the recent changes to NIL rules. So Terrell Pryor had put out a statement on social media, signed also by Solomon Thomas, Mike Adams, Devier Posey, and Boom Heron, the players who, along with Pryor, were sanctioned for trading memorabilia for tattoos, and they thought they'd like their individual records back because everything from the 2010 season was wiped out. Now, they were suspended, and you can't get that back, but their individual records were wiped out, and that 2010 season was wiped out. So it doesn't show up in the record books, doesn't count for Jim Tressel as a head coach. They would like all that back, and they were saying it under the rules of, hey, the stuff that we did then is now legal. And legal is not the word. Allowed under NCAA rules, because the NCAA punted on amateurism and said you can finally get name, image, and likeness stuff. By Ohio State rules, Ohio State still says you cannot sell team-issued stuff. They basically don't, you know, you get a lot of t-shirts and gear and shoes and stuff for being a football player. You get gold pants, you get championship rings. You're not allowed to sell those. That is a limit to the NIL stuff. So technically, that would still fall under something that you could get in trouble for. So it's not as clean of a break, but I thought it would be possible that maybe the NCAA would say, you know what, let's just like clear the books, let everybody, you know, get reinstated on this stuff. Instead, the NCAA says, nope, not changing anything. We'll see. That's what they say now. We'll see. I imagine there'll be some pressure. Reggie Bush, who had his Heisman taken back, and the Heisman committee said, well, it's on the NCAA. If they put the records back in, we'll give them the Heisman back. Reggie Bush is going to push on this. There are other players, the Fab Five at Michigan, Ohio State guys, other people affected by this. We'll see what kind of push they make. If they can get unified or if they can continue to fight this, you know, the NCAA responds to pressure. The NCAA doesn't do anything else. I mean, the NCAA doesn't have, has a backbone until it thinks it looks bad. So we'll see what happens. I still think there's a possibility that they get this stuff back. They get the records back. But for now, NCAA says tough noogies, no records back for the Ohio State players from the 2010 season. To read about this, go to cleveland.com/OSU and make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Buckeyes lost a commit, always something to keep your eye on. Doug LaMaurice of cleveland.com. Benji Gosnell, 2022 tight end from North Carolina. Nation's number 320 player by 247sports.com. Number 13 tight end. Committed to Ohio State in November. You know, said the right things. Saw what Jeremy Ruckert's doing as a fourth-year tight end at Ohio State. Not happening. This has been very hard. Gosnell tweeted, I'm thankful for the opportunity OSU has given me and the class they have shown throughout this tough decision. But after thorough discussion with my family, I've decommitted from Ohio State and opened up my recruitment back to 16 players for 2022 for the Buckeyes. They still have Bennett Christian as a tight end in that class. They'll probably add another tight end. They're a little thin in that room. You know, they'll figure it out. But, you know, always can add a guy in the portal, transfer portal down the line too. So it's a loss, but they'll be okay. Second decommit in the class of 2022 for Ohio State, Desant McCullough, a higher-ranked linebacker. That was a bigger deal. He decommitted and flipped to Indiana because his dad works there and his brothers are going there. So Benji Gosnell out for the Buckeyes in 2022. You want to do Ohio State recruiting? Read cleveland.com/OSU. We got stuff there virtually every day of the week. Not sure if this is actually Ohio State football news, but Tate Martell moves the needle, so yeah, I think you probably care about it. Doug LaMaurice at cleveland.com. Tate is headed to UNLV, Ohio State quarterback in the class of 2017. Highly ranked dude. Played six games as a redshirt freshman behind Dwayne Haskins in 2018. Looked like he might be in line to be the starter in 2019. And in comes Justin Fields, famously. Oh, so famously. In comes Justin Fields. Out goes Tate Martell. Went to Miami. Didn't play much there. Played a little receiver. And now headed back to UNLV. And I say back because he's from Southern California, but he went to high school in Vegas. So it always felt like this might be where he winds up, right? I mean, it just kind of felt like that could happen. And so that's the reports now. I don't know what it means for the UNLV quarterback battle. UNLV plays Iowa State, who Iowa State's probably a preseason top 10 team, like in week three. Guy's still got some talent. Obviously, smaller guy, nimble, you know, kind of a junior version of Braxton Miller in some ways. Not as dynamic with the football in his hands as Braxton, but a guy who can run it, still throw it a little bit. Again, was a pretty big-time recruit when Ohio State went and got him. in that class of 2017. That's a really highly ranked class, second in the country, and the quarterback they picked was him. And so we'll see if he can sort of rekindle that. There's some talent in there, but he's a, you know, kind of a bumpy road here. And we'll see if he can get it going in UNLV. And I do know, I just think he's one of those guys that Ohio State fans, I don't know if Ohio State fans are attached to Tate Martell, but when you hear his name, like you're hearing right now, I still think people perk up and they care. So we'll see what happens with Martell at UNLV. As far as the team that's like going now, great time to try our text subscription, 614-350-3315. We're texting about the actual Buckeyes multiple times a day. 14-day free trial. Send a text to that number to sign up. $4 a month after that. And the season right around the corner here before you know it. I'm Doug Lee Maurice of Cleveland.com.